I'm Lakeisha.
Hey, I'm Natalie.
And this is
Life Cracks Us Up.
Are you picking up what we're putting down? Are you enjoying the content? Is there feedback you'd like to provide or topics you'd like to discuss? How about you give us a call and share your thoughts? 757-504-4649. That's 757-504-4649. We would love to hear from you.
And we're back.
We're back. Season 2, episode 2. I know that's right.
We gotta stop doing that.
We do have to, because it's gonna drive me up a damn wall. And if you saw episode 1, you know why we're doing that. Because no, that is not gonna be our normal greeting to you. So don't you worry anything about that.
You're gonna have to see that again.
Is my hair giving? Because that's another one of my pet peeves. Giving what?
I think, yeah, giving what?
Oh, this outfit is giving. Oh, these shoes are giving. Giving what?
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 I have no idea what you young people talk about these days.
Yeah.
Those young people.
Yeah.
I'm still learning the lingo. Like,
don't bother learning it, because it's going to change in 2 weeks. Oh. Yeah. Every time I think I got it, the girls were like, we don't say that anymore. And that's how they say it too. Like, look at me like in disgust. Like, we don't say that anymore. Over whatever.
Well, I will give up trying then. So just tell me what you want me to know.
You know what I want to know?
What do you want to know?
You believe in ghosts?
No.
Okay. Not in any form? Not in any way, shape, or form?
I would say not really. Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
That's fair. That's just a question.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't think that we're really here anyway, but that's something different. Maybe we're all ghosts.
Ooh.
Are we here? Is this real?
Ow! You're here. You're here. You're real. So this is why I ask you though. So anytime I tell this story, like I ask people for grace, because I guess it kind of sort of does depend on whether or not you have an open mind to it. You know what I mean? If you have a belief, open-mindedness and belief are two different things. Believing it is, you know it to be true. Open-mindedness means you have,
I can hear, right.
I'm going to listen to what you're saying. Then I'll make it, then I'll make an informed decision. So I had a ghost in my house. Mm-hmm. It's been witnessed by people. Maybe one day some people will agree to come on here and back me up. But we have had multiple incidences in my house. So it started out, and it took a few years for, it's not in the house. It's not where I'm at right now. But it took a while. I don't know if it was there the entire time and just didn't bother with us, or see your face. I'm telling my story, because I know there are people out there who are going to relate. And this is not just because I sit and watch those kind of shows. It's not. Because people who have seen it are not into that stuff. But anyway, I'll go back. So it took a while before anything stopped doing that.
I'm listening.
It's making me smile, and it's making me look like I'm making it up as I go.
Okay.
So it started with, I would see like this little white figure kind of like peek around my door. And at first, I thought I was just, you're gonna get out while I tell my story. You have to leave the studio.
Okay, go ahead, go tell it.
Face that way. I'm gonna call. Give me my phone.
No.
But there was like this white figure that would kind of pop around my door, and then it would leave. Like it would real quick, like leave. So I would see it. It wasn't like every day or anything like that, but I would see it. I'm gonna fuck you up. But I would see it. So then like little things started happening in the house. Like, you know, you hear the noises different places. I know both girls are in their bedroom, but then I hear something drop and I look in the hallway and, you know, my washer beads from on the shelf or on the floor. Nothing shook. That's the only thing that fell. So I know, you know, it's not like the shelf is crooked. No clothes were being washed. All of a sudden, that's on the floor. So I swear I'm gonna fuck you up. One day, I wish it would have came to this new place with me and I would lock you in a room with you. But it didn't. It didn't follow us to this new place. So then, you know, I would just see it off and on. So I realized that it wasn't trying to scare me or hurt me or anything because it didn't do anything to me or the girls, nothing like that. So one day a friend of mine was over and we were up, he was upstairs and I was downstairs. So when I came back upstairs, he was like, hey, he was like, question. He was like, I heard, now I'd never told him about this. This is stuff I kind of keep to myself because people look at me like she's like, as Siri would say, LaKeisha, how LaKeisha looks at me. And he was like, question. He was like, so I was in watching TV. He was like, and I heard a noise. He said, so I thought it was one of the girls. He said, so I jumped up and I went out there. He was like, but there's nobody out there. And I didn't say anything. And he was like, I could have swore I saw one of the girls. So I was like, do I tell him or is he going to be like, ugh? So I was like, all right, this is a deal. So I told him and he was like, that's exactly what it looked like. I said, I know, because there's, I know that. So then not long after that, I'm laying in bed and I felt my covers get pulled off.
I'm out.
And when you're asleep and something like that happens, I jumped up because I'm the only one in my room, you know,
supposedly,
yeah. But I mean, there's nobody in the bed with me. So I jumped up and the covers were down. So I had to pull the covers up. But again, I wasn't scared. Like I didn't get a fearful feeling. So to keep going, one day we were, the three of us, me and my two girls, were downstairs in the family room and we're watching TV. And out of nowhere, Nyla was like, I hear stuff when I'm down here by myself. And I was like, huh? She was like, I can be like dancing and stuff. Because she'll literally put AirPods in when everybody else was gone downstairs. And she could have that space to herself. She would go downstairs and music and she would dance and stuff. But she started keeping the volume down because she kept hearing things and seeing like little shadows. So she's a witness. Like now this is three of us who've seen it. So then not too long ago, I never had, aside from like things fall, I never had anything like I never had like pick this up and move it over there. Mm-hmm. Nothing like that. I've had things fall. I mean, my cover is being pulled off of me. So semi-recently, I'm trying to think of exactly how it went. So I was packing up my youngest room. I was packing her room up, but I knew she had to get in the shower. So I didn't pack up like any of her bathroom stuff. You know what I mean? The girl still had to shower and all that stuff. So I didn't pack up any of that stuff. So before she went into the shower, I'm trying to think if I got the what's the word I'm looking for?
The sequence?
Sequence. Yes. The sequence. Correct. But she asked me where her lotion was. And I said, it's on your dresser. And she was like, no, it's not. I said, it is there. I said, because I didn't pack any of that stuff because I knew that you guys were going to need your toiletries. She was like, it's not here. So I went in. I said, this is my thing to them. I always say, if I go in there and I find it,
right,
I'm taking this from you or you owe me $5 or, you know, something to that extent. So I said, if I go in there and I find that lotion, she was like, it's not there. She was, you know, she was like, I'm not worried. I said, did you look everywhere? She was like, yeah. So you know what? Go back a little bit. When I was done packing, I laid across her bed because I was mad tired. That part is important. I just laid across the bed. I was just like, oh. So before I went into my room and then she came in to get dressed. So back to where I was. So I said, if I go in there and I find that lotion, I said, you're going to get it. You know, joking around, but low key serious because I had to get back up. So I go in and it's not there. It's not on the dresser. And I know it's not on the bed because I was just laying there. So I'm like, what the hell? So I go in my bedroom to get her some lotion. So now Nyla's in there with me. I forget about the lotion. So Nyla and I start talking. Jay gets in the shower. She gets out of the shower and goes back into her room. And she was like, you did that on purpose. And I was like, what are you talking about? She was like, you put my lotion in here.
See, first of all, I know you got to tell your story. I'm going to let you finish. But
okay, Kanye.
Are y'all black?
Yes.
Because I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Like, I had a roach in the house.
You were out.
And I said, if we don't get this taken care of, I'm leaving.
We got to move.
I'm going to let the roach have the house. Mm-hmm. That was a roach. Mm-hmm. It didn't pull covers. Mm-hmm. It wasn't ashy. It didn't take no lotion. Like, I don't understand.
I've always been that person to say, oh, fuck that. I'm out. But there was no fear. And there was no fear. No one was afraid. Even my friend who came over and witnessed what he did, it didn't scare him. And I think that's the difference. So to go back to that story, when she was like, you did that on purpose. She was like, you're trying to play a trick on me. And I'm legit like, what are you talking about? And even Nyla's like, what? And she's like, you put the lotion on my bed. I said, Jay, I haven't left this room. And she was like, then Nyla did it. Nyla hasn't left this room. Nyla, we were in the room together. No one left the room. And I know it wasn't on the bed because I had laid there. And it definitely was not on the dresser. But when she came out the shower, the lotion was in the bed. That was the first time that I actually saw anything get moved or, you know, something like that. Yeah. But you can ask any of my girls, either of them, I should say, when I'm not there, talk to them about it. They'll tell you these stories the same exact way. There was another time that my mom was visiting. And Jay wanted her to stay in her room and watch a movie. Please be mindful. My youngest daughter has a twin size bed. So my mom, bless her heart, crawled into the bed with her to watch this movie. Well, Jay falls asleep during the movie. So the only thing that's on is the TV. My mom said, this was before all the stuff really started happening. And my mom said, Jay just sat straight up and was like, looked around and was like, who's in here? And my mom said, she was like, you better stop playing, you know, stop playing. And she was literally like, and just laid back down and went to sleep. My mom was like, you better stop playing.
Right.
She said, before she even finished the sentence, Jay was already back asleep. My mom promptly got up and left the room. But even then, there's nobody scared. So I think that if I had any fear or negative feelings towards it, from it, and I don't know if it's it or them. In that case, I probably would have vacated the property immediately. But I just didn't have the fear. Now, I've seen stories. I do believe in ghosts. I do believe they're real. I believe in UFOs, aliens, all that shit. But I think the difference between me and what I see and what I hear about with other people is the malice behind it. And I didn't feel that. Mm. So
now I think you were afraid, but you was afraid of that mortgage too. Like,
how do I justify?
I can't just leave the house and still have to pay a mortgage. So we're gonna have to find a way to coexist.
We coexist. Yeah, I mean,
you should have to kick in on that mortgage. Hey,
listen, who knows? Maybe I would have found a way to bring some
Casper,
money in.
If you're gonna be up in here, little white ghost. I know that ghost got a good credit score, girl. You could have got a lower interest rate.
Not the ghost with the good credit score. You can help me refinance this joint.
Right.
I mean, seriously, that was our experience. And I was fully expecting for it to follow us, but I think it belongs
it's
where
the
it's
house.
At.
Yeah,
yeah,
it comes with the house.
Yeah.
It's not,
yeah, it's not a per person thing. It's a per resident thing.
Oh, okay.
So
I hope it likes the new people.
I hope so too. But again, I feel like you have to have some type of belief to see it. Do you know what I'm saying? I don't know if you don't believe in ghosts. If one were presented, if that fell off, you know,
just fell off.
Right. For you, it just fell off. For me, I'm more like, okay, everything over there is flat. There's no wind. What just went over there and pushed it off? And I don't think that way about everything, but I'm just saying, if
so
that were the case.
That's what happened to all my husband's keys.
It could be. The key ghost.
Oh, yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. It could be a locksmith who died on his property. Jiggle-A. Damn right, I'm eating my cornbread. I'm from New York City. Damn right, I'm eating my cornbread.
Got his tail whooped.
But
he kept his cornbread. He did.
Sometimes it's about the principle.
But to go back, I don't say I really have a belief in ghosts. I haven't encountered a ghost, thank goodness, don't want to. But so far as like aliens, sure, why not? Why I think we're out here all by ourselves.
Yeah.
And then I think too, like, you know how like we analyze stuff. Somebody's probably analyzing us. Like, you know, like we look at ants.
Yeah.
And ants are so tiny.
Yeah.
You think somebody's looking at us and be like, look at them fools down there.
Did you watch the Twilight Zone? The old one.
Well, there's a million of them. I was just talking about Twilight Zone yesterday, as a matter of fact. But yeah, a lot of Twilight Zones. Which ones?
The old school one where you could still see the strings holding up the Rod Sterling.
Yeah, yeah. I used to watch those. Like, yeah.
Do you remember the one where they were on another planet with that crazy ass rocket ship? But they were on another planet and one of the guys seemed to have gone mad. Right, he could see these little itty bitty people. Mm-hmm. Remember, he went searching for water.
I don't remember specifically, but keep
okay, going. I watch it every year, twice a year. New Year's Eve, they have a marathon.
I gotta find the old ones. Yeah.
I think it's 4th of July. But he went to in search of water, so he ended up finding this little on this planet, like little tiny, tiny, tiny people, tiny, tiny cars, and tiny, tiny this, tiny, tiny that. So he kind of went power crazy and became their god and had them erect a statue of him and everything. So at the end of the episode, well, the other guy who was on the planet with him was like, all right, we got to go. Like, I fixed the ship. It's time to go. And he was like, yeah, I'm not leaving anywhere. I'm a god to these people. And dude was like, well, you're pretty much going to be here by yourself. Like, you know, so then he starts stepping on him and everything, like, go, yeah, going crazy. Well, at the very end of the episode, you hear boom, boom, boom. Oh. And these giant fucking people come and they find him.
Off.
Yeah, they find him. And they're like, hey, look at this. And they pick him up and they're like, yeah, we got to keep going. And they're like, oh, okay. And they just toss him and he falls and, you know, but typical Twilight Zone shit.
I love like, Twilight
it was
excellent. Zone.
Yes. It was excellent.
I love those back then. They're good ones.
Yes. But it goes to what you were just saying. If we're here, why would there in this entire universe, and this isn't, I'm not talking your religious belief in whether or not there's a God and what is God capable of. I'm not even talking about that. I'm just talking about if we're here, why can't there be
right
in all these solar systems and galaxies? Why can't there be more people or things or entities,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah. But I think they probably won't mess with us too much because we got issues.
Oh, Father God.
These humans, they just, I know they look at us like, we don't want no parts of that. No parts of that.
I watch these shows, Paranormal Caught on Camera. Thanks, Bubba. My brother got me watching that. I used to make fun of him for watching it. And then I was in New York. I think I talked about this last season, but I was in New York. And he had it on, and I'm sitting there, and I'm watching. I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, gosh. Oh, my gosh. Some stuff you look at, and you're like, that is so phony. But I'm telling you, I'm going to bring you, when we have our movie night, which we still haven't scheduled.
I know, right.
One day I'm going to turn the camera so they can see your board.
No, not my calendar.
Yeah, your board.
I got a date. Okay. There's one day that had nothing on it.
Thursday the 5th.
Yes.
That was October, yeah. So how the fuck is that helping me now? October has come and gone. And just because you didn't have anything on there, just because I don't see anything on there, I guarantee you that it was not a day that you just sat around with your feet up. You found something to do on October 5th, ma'am. Am I right or
you
am
can't
I wrong?
Prove it.
Yeah, okay.
Can't prove it. I don't recall. Oh.
Okay. You have a future in politics. Spaceships. Yeah. So my brother got me watching that show, but my sister and I mean, all of us honestly are kind of interested in the whole what's out there thing. You know what I mean? Watching the shows about UFOs. And if you'll notice, I don't watch any live TV now, except when SNL comes on. And that's if it's a good host. Otherwise, I'll just watch it the next day. But I don't watch any live TV. But I have noticed as I flip through YouTube TV, there's a lot of shows about UFOs now. Mm-hmm. And one that I just had on the other day while I was getting dressed was saying that the government is kind of letting all this stuff leak out. But their theory is because something might be happening that they know about. Because I do believe that if they just threw out everything they knew about UFOs, word, I'm just adding more O's, that people wouldn't know how to take that, and it may cause a little hysteria. You know what I mean? Like, if you hear the end of the world is coming, they'll never tell us when that asteroid is close to Earth. Oh, it's coming.
But Bruce Willis, he's going to save us all.
He's going to save us. He's going to take his mining crew up there, and they're going to break. That Armageddon was one of my favorite movies, too.
Armageddon!
You have to tell that because you have to tell that because now we just look crazy for cracking up at the thought of an Armageddon.
So I heard this forever ago on the radio, but for some reason it just popped back in my head. So, you know, the good old YouTube, you can find anything. So it was a story about forever ago, these two guys who were doing furring. What is it called? I don't know. Well, it's like they put a gerbil in your butt.
I never even knew there was a technical name for it other than gross.
Yeah, right. So the guy, the radio host was explaining what happened because the guy ended up in the hospital. He said that they put the gerbil in and said that, you know, it's doing its thing or whatever. And their safe word when it was time was Armageddon. So when he called, you know, Armageddon, you know, it's time to get the thing out. He said the gerbil wouldn't come out. So the guy took a lighter, tried to look in the tube, and evidently it ignited a gas pocket.
Armageddon!
So that's what the radio host, he just kept blurting it out in the middle of trying to tell his story. He was just so weak.
That is
so now every time I hear that, yeah, so they're trying to get it out in so that the rodent, whatever that rodent, was caught on fire. And sometimes the guy burned his intestines, the other guy burned his face. It's like,
oh my God.
Armageddon!
But make me understand what
I can't. Like, who was the first person? Because it's a name for it. Right, it's a name for it. So it wasn't just the one person who did it. I know you. Somebody knows what it is. But yeah, who was the first person to be like, this sounds like a good idea?
Yeah.
And they told someone.
And then they told someone. And then they told someone. And now
I know
people
Peter,
just like
Peter
gerbils crawl up their ass.
I know. Like, but how did you know it was going to come back out? Like, ew.
You push it out?
Like, I mean, well, say he had a tube or something, like a cardboard. I don't know what you, because you can't, cardboard isn't going to stay open. So
I was going to say. A cardboard, like, once it gets moist, that shit's like closing up.
So I don't know, need something because the sphincter is, you know.
Yeah, so automatically.
Any one
retracts.
Of those things they use at the GYM, the speculum.
Speculum,
yeah. Yeah, but I don't know. That's not what you have. But either way, you get it in. How do you encourage it to come out?
Took it out. Yeah.
Like, even if you tie a little
piece of
tie
cheese,
a string.
Or some. What do gerbils eat? What do gerbils eat?
I don't know how the insides work, but I would think like he had caught up in my colon or something.
Yeah,
like,
you would die.
And
the disease of it all.
But like,
it's a fucking rodent.
So my thing is, I always said that I am not comfortable doing anything I cannot tell my doctor about. So I'm not going to be able to go up into the ER. I was like, yes, I stuck a gerbil in my butt. Can you please help me?
Yeah.
So I'm not comfortable with that. So I just don't know who and how. And that's just so wrong for the little gerbil. That's not what he came into this world to do.
I bet he goes back to the cage with the other gerbils and they'd be like, oh, you smell like shit.
Now we can't make friends. Nobody wants to hang around with them.
Oh, you stink.
Where you been? Oh, gosh.
You smell like you've been playing in the sewer.
Right, sanitation worker. Armageddon! Wow, we are so far off
topic. Okay, yeah. Yeah, so Armageddon. I do believe that when the asteroid is on its way and it's coming, I don't feel like most of the asteroids and these little rock particles that are coming towards the Earth, they all get burnt up in the atmosphere because they're so small. But these movies about these Armageddon and the Earth freezing over and all that shit,
it comes from somewhere. I say that too. I do believe it comes from somewhere. But yeah, remember when Y2K, they said it was going to
end. And all the computers were going to go down and all that stuff. Yeah.
All that. If people all up in church, just lying. Because the next day they're like, oh, never mind.
Yeah, never mind. I take it all back. I am going to drink and get high. Right?
But I know, like I said, I do believe there's something going on out there. And I think I mentioned to you before my story about the Truman Show. Mm-hmm. How everything is just an experiment. You know, mm-hmm. they're watching us and none of it's really real. You know, like the Matrix. You know, it's like they feed us this stuff to keep us going, to, you know, get everybody all hyped up or whatever. But what is it? Like,
yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah. I mean, that's a valid question. Who knows? And I guess, again, it's going to come down to your beliefs. You know what I mean? Because if you ask that same question to someone who spends four nights a week at church, they have an actual explanation. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, for all of that. Yeah. And it isn't saying anything bad about that. You know what I mean? But I do believe that it has to do with your mindset.
So I don't know if I sent you that one my daughter sent me about the guy talking about what happens after you die. About how, you know, you get to watch over your people and all of that. And
I don't want to see this.
He's like, I don't want to do all that. He's like, you know, just sit there forever watching people. Yeah. After a while, I don't know those people. I don't want to be doing all that.
After the generation that I have right now, they don't know me. I don't know them. Right? They can be,
why am I going to sit around watching that. Over them? Let them do their thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, who knows what happens? Like, is it nothingness?
Yeah.
Is it like when you go to sleep and like when you're asleep, if you're not dreaming,
that's another thing. When people say, oh, I don't dream when I sleep. Well, you do. You don't remember your dream because if you're not, you're dead. That means your mind's
doing something.
Right. That means you're dead. But I will tell you, going back to the whole when you die thing, I'm an organ donor.
Oh, thank you.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome.
What parts am I getting? What you getting? Anything?
Everything? You can take my right eye. This left one, though?
It's not that good.
Don't do nothing with this left one. Since I quit drinking and quit smoking, you got some innards that'll work. Never had a gerbil up my butt. You can have a butthole.
Who wants a butthole? What am I going to do with a butthole?
I bet you that guy needs a new butthole. I bet you he needs a new butthole. Yup.
Okay.
But yeah, I got some things that could work for people.
Okay, cool.
So my heart is in good condition.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. I got a lot to give. But I have a joke that I always tell, like, if God forbid something happens to me and I give away my eyes and then I get up to heaven and God's like, where are your eyes? I'll be like, oh, I gave them and what'd you do that for? How do you expect to see when you're up here and just gave away your eyes?
I'm not paid with Braille. Yeah. No Braille up here.
But yeah, it's an ongoing joke in the back of my head. Like, what if I get up there? And he's like, yo, what were you thinking?
You're going to need them parts up here too. I ain't going to take all the time giving you all that mess. You're giving it all away. You think I'm going to make some new eyes? Nobody got time for that.
Well, if you do decide to make them, can I get one angel?
See, now you got people reconsider being an organ donor. Like,
please don't reconsider being an organ donor.
I'm going to need all my parts.
People need organs and blood.
I'm going to need all my parts when I get where I'm going. I can't get blood.
No,
because I got all that, all my drugs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because, well.
Well, wait.
Well, no, I tried to do plasma, but it's probably the same thing with blood, too. Because it's like, you know, I take all these crazy drugs for all the stuff that I have going on with my, so my stuff's all right. Nobody wants anything I got.
Gotcha. You know,
sorry. But I'm also AB positive, so I'm the universal recipient.
Yeah.
So I'm just a taker. No way!
I'm O positive.
I am just a taker and you're just a giver.
I can just give. But I really do have to sign up. I haven't done it since I left my last job. They used to do, did I say I left? I meant to say.
You know what?
I'm skating. Thin ice. But yeah, they used to come And you know, yeah, and I would always give blood and plasma. Aww. So yeah, I have to do that though. I really do.
Yeah, because my daughter and I both went. And they were like, you on what? Oh, no, thank you.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you? Never mind.
We good.
So we keeping all our parts, all our fluids. Yeah. The white ones, what we got. Sorry. Aww.
The aliens will.
Probably not.
No, they will. They're curious.
They ain't going to want an anal probe. They're like, oh, you got a nice butthole. Can I get this? They want your butthole when you
this
go.
This is brand new. Did you get a new one? As a matter of fact, I did. My last one caught fire. My girl got stuck in there. This is relatively new. Thank you. But back to the UFOs and stuff. So now it like more stories are starting and more audio and more visual. Now I am a skeptic in some sense. In like some videos to me, I'm just like, that's bullshit. Like you can tell it's bullshit. But then there, like when you get pilots, there's one with some Navy pilots who were chasing one. Like I'm telling you, I know somebody out there has seen that video because it's kind of circulating now more that the Pentagon, I don't know if the Pentagon is releasing or if it's leaking, don't know. But yeah, they're well aware. They're well aware. And there's no way that where the, your things are so cute, your little crab and your little turtle. There's no way that we're the only
beings.
Yeah. There's gotta be people smarter than us. There's gotta be.
I don't find that hard to believe. Mm-mm. I do not.
So I did not see the election results.
You know, I realized this morning that I did not either.
Yeah, I voted, but I'm so afraid that my vote didn't really matter that I didn't even check it because I have a feeling I know the outcome.
Don't get me started on votes mattering. Mattering, is that right? Matter, whether or not my votes matter.
Yeah.
I don't know, I really think, this is totally off subject, but
you know how we do.
I know. Whatever. But I just wish we could just, you know, just directly vote. All the other things that it goes through, the Electoral College. And
that is the dumbest thing in the whole world.
You know, all of this other whatever they got
going
on back
there. It should
just
be the popular vote.
And I understand why they started it back then, because they thought that the people weren't educated enough or could give them enough information. But that's not so anymore. So now it seems like if you vote, it doesn't really matter.
It doesn't matter
because they're going to pick what they're going to pick. Exactly. They're going to pick what they're going to pick. And I just think that's so sad.
And at the rate we're going right now, the right people may be getting put in place to do exactly what they want done. And I have to be very careful because I don't want anybody fucking with me. And then I lose my Second Amendment right and then I can't pop you in the ass.
You know what?
I'm just saying. No, as a matter of fact, no, they're going to make sure I keep it.
You know what? Well, they're gonna make sure they're gonna try to make me make some babies. So, but no, but my thing is,
and then be mad when those women have to go on social service.
No,
and then they're not gonna want to pay, right? So, yeah,
it's all a big old mess. Like I said, it doesn't matter. It's all a big old mess. It just doesn't
a big old necky mech. That's how my nephew used to talk. He used to say everything with a K. Eck knock. But it was just, you know, something that he, thank God that he grew out of, but he used to sing this song, I'm a mech, I'm a mech, I'm a big old nacky mech. He was saying, I'm a mess, I'm a mess, I'm a big old nasty mess.
Oh,
from the north to the south and the east to the west, I'm a mess. But it was so
everything
cute.
With a K.
Yeah, it was so cute. Mm-hmm. Now he's like, hey,
right.
Get out of here with all that bass. Bass.
Where'd you come from?
But I do believe in UFOs.
UFOs.
And I do believe in a different being. I don't know if it's a higher being, because we've got some pretty stealthy things flying around as well. You know what I mean? That probably are kept on. I mean, now, do you know you can send a drone to blow up something 1,000 miles away? Like, what? What? I mean, it's not the same drone that someone's controlling, well, like a submarine with a Nintendo thing.
It's a big old necky mech.
It's like a big old necky mech. It is.
It is. The world is a mess out there.
It kind of makes you just not even want to be a part of it. You know what I mean? Now, Careful how you take that.
I know who you're talking to. You can't say stuff like that. Right. To me.
But what I mean is it makes you not want to engage.
Engage. Exactly.
Yeah. It makes you just want to be like, I can't fuck with this. Like, I don't have it in me today.
I know. And sometimes, and that's kind of how I've been lately. As a matter of fact, it's like, it doesn't matter because it's all a big old craziness. And then sometimes I think, you know, I have my fear of just about everything. Success, failure, judgment. But then I think sometimes, well, it's not real, so it doesn't really matter. So I should just go out there and do whatever.
And do whatever.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. And then who knows if tomorrow's going to be here anyway.
Yep. But there might still be a glitch in the matrix.
Right? It just
gone.
So one of these days, I'm going to get out there and just do it. And that'll be the next to the last day.
I also choose not to watch the news.
Oh, no, I don't.
I don't watch the news. That's why I'm so far behind on some things, like with this whole conflict over overseas. I don't know where, but I'm so afraid to say anything because people are so sensitive.
Yes.
No matter what you say, it's going to be misconstrued or it's going to be misrepresented and misinterpreted. All the misses. Yeah, so I choose not to. But at first, I didn't even know about it. I learned about it on like fucking talk shows. Like,
well, that's what I was gonna say. With the writer strike, I didn't get anything because I get my news from those comedians who do the news.
That's how I was
getting all of my news.
Yep.
So I am clueless.
Yep. I do love me Bill Maher. Bill Maher is my guy.
I don't watch it because he's on like one of those cable shows.
Yeah, he's on HBO.
You know, I like Stephen Colbert.
Yeah, I like Stephen Colbert.
The Daily Show.
Yeah.
Whoever is running that now.
Girl, can we pick a host?
How long? Yeah, no. I was like, is it still?
Can we please pick a
They're
host?
They're still doing that?
They're still doing it. So I know that right before it went off, Charlamagne the God was supposed to host, but then all that stuff happened. So when it started back a couple of weeks ago or a few weeks ago or whatever, Desus hosted.
That's what Charlamagne did as well.
And Charlamagne was right behind him.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I'm just partial to Charlamagne because I also like him on The Breakfast Club. But what I like about Charlamagne is he doesn't bite his tongue. And he will tell you, you don't got to like it. Just because you don't like it doesn't make me wrong. Doesn't make you right either. You know, but he just says what's on his mind and then he'll take whatever comes his way. But
sometimes I like him. I like him as a host.
Sometimes I don't. Yeah. And that's with, that's with everybody. You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both and there you have the facts of life. Love it. Love it. I say all that to say there was a ghost in my house.
Right. I was like, where did we start?
There was a ghost in my house.
There's a ghost in my house. It's a little of a stranger.
What is that?
A stranger in my house.
Oh.
You know, I can't sing.
I'm sorry. No, I just didn't.
So you didn't know where I was going with that?
Yes, Tamia. One of my favorite R&B.
So there's a ghost in my house. Oh, yes. That's right. Because you said, if I don't know the words to the song, I can. There's a man in my house.
Yo, do you know Tamia is one of the only artists that can be gone for a while and just be like, I think I'll drop an album. Let me write some shit right quick. And then poof, there's an album and it's dope.
Is there something new? Tamia. Is there something new out? How late? Because I heard her the other day. I cannot remember what it was, but I was like, oh, who is that? and I looked at the thing and it said it was Tamia.
Yeah. I don't know if she has anything new out. I'll have to check.
I don't know.
I love her.
I stay in this room here. All the time.
No, she doesn't.
I just stay in here.
No, she doesn't.
Okay, I'm here or the kitchen or my craft room.
Yes.
But other than that, I'm in the premises of this house.
Yes. So yes.
If you don't pipe it in, I'm not going to know.
She's not going to know.
I'm not going to know.
She's going to be right about that. You got to send a carrier pigeon over
there
with a note attached to it. Like, we are at war.
Because that's what happened with that fiasco that I should not name. Somebody called me. He's like, are you watching TV? I was like, do you know who you called?
Right.
It's like, well, go to the TV. Right. Why? Just go to the TV. They forced me to go to the TV. And that's where I stayed for the rest of the day.
Images.
Yeah. I was like, oh.
That was horrible.
I was like, I know I'm not seeing. That's like September 11th when somebody, I was in Hawaii and somebody called and woke me up, told me to look at TV. And I'm like, what movie is this?
Right.
I was like, it's some things that you see that it can only be a movie. Right.
Where's the rock?
Yeah. He's in everything.
Like, he just saved us.
But yeah, it's some things that you see is like, that could only be a movie that can't be real life. Definitely. Or what other country is that in that can't be America?
Or like when the Capitol was stormed.
Yeah.
That's what we were over in.
It's like somewhere else. Yeah. Like, that's not here.
Yeah.
But again, sometimes it just takes things for my mind to register. It's like, I just don't believe. But you know, that's another thing too. It's like now you really can't always believe what you see. Because you say, you know,
deep fakes.
Yeah, and the AI, all that stuff. I was like, that is so sad. Now I can't even trust what I see.
Yeah. AI is gonna be the death of us. I think AI is gonna throw the asteroid.
No, because every time, because my daughter loves it. And every time we talk about it, I tell her, I said, okay, one of these days you're gonna want to go to church. I said, I'm gonna let you out the house. Because I was like, what is it? I robot. Grandma was like, she going to the store. It's like, no.
He was like, no, you're not.
No, you're not. And that's what I say all the time. Because as a matter of fact, I used it just yesterday though. Because my daughter,
it's almost
told me
like
to,
you can't help but use it because
my daughter, you know, she's got that very creative mind. Mm-hmm. She comes up with all this stuff anyway. Right. But she was like, I need you to do this memo for something. And usually mine, like 3 sentences. I'm gonna tell you what you need. I don't have time for fluff. But I was like, okay, I'm really trying this time. So I was like, okay, this is what I'm thinking. I don't know. I can't fix it.
Did you use a chatbot?
That thing, they give me the best big old this much. I mean, I would have this much.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, this is good. Mm. So I sent it to her. I said, look what I came up with.
All by myself because I'm bright. Because
I said, it's good as a help, but I think it's going to be, instead of a help, it's going to be everything.
It is.
But like I said before, it's like before these smartphones came along, I knew people's phone numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So now I don't.
Mm-mm.
So the new things, like I used to know people's phone numbers. Now I don't. So the next new thing is gonna be like, I used to think.
Yeah.
But now I don't.
Now
I don't need to. Why would I think?
Yeah.
It's like,
yep.
As a matter of fact, we're not real.
But
and don't believe your eyes. I am a size 2.
And my left eye is not bigger than these my right. Oh boy. Okay. Episode 2, season 2. Check.
Woo!
Love it.
I'm not going to do that thing that you love so much.
Yeah, we are not going to clap our hands in the air and say, and that's another one of my pet peeves, people who talk with their hands and neck. Listen to the chair.
No, that's like I told you the other day, I almost got into, I had a little bit of road rage.
Yeah, a little bit.
It was not my fault. But when the guy, you know, when people do stuff and then they want to pull up beside you, so you can look at each other.
Right.
So the dude pulls up after he was the butt. Really didn't do anything that time to deserve him honking at me like he didn't see Unhinged.
Now I'm telling you,
but
people
don't
learn.
So he's doing all that honking. And he pulls up beside me, and instead of going on about his business because he's got the whole other lane to do it, he's gonna look at me like. So me and my daughter in our car, we like, look, nobody's saying anything. I'm sure. He got his window up. I got my window up. We just. Well, I said that red light camera was taking photos.
They
were like, look at these
fools.
Look at these fools. They're
cracking up.
Like, but yes, it's just
I think that I've learned about myself. Did you notice in the pet peeve episode last episode, a lot of mine were about the road?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
my kids tell me all
the
time.
That's why I don't go outside. No, you know you got a problem when the kids start yelling at.
Yeah, I told you about when Nyla was little. She was in a car seat in the back seat. She had to have been maybe 4, maybe 5. She was still in a seat, so maybe 4, because I think she went into a booster. But she was always like, "That's irrelevant." She was in the back seat and she was in a seat, and we're driving, and we get to a red light, and I stop for the red light. And all of a sudden from the back, I hear, move it, people. My Aunt Nat has somewhere to be.
Oh.
Move it. Get out of the road.
Oh.
And I was like, oh.
Yep.
And I turned around and I said, sweetie, I said, we're supposed to be stopped. It's a red light. So this is when Aunt Nat's supposed to stop. And she was just like, oh.
Right. See, and that's like, what happened. Yeah, there was fussing. Something happens. Like, what are you doing? And I was like, oh, do I sound like that?
Yeah.
Yep, that's exactly where they get it from, is watching us.
And now that Nyla's driving, because she has the old car, so it's her car now. She takes such great care of it. I couldn't get help for shit when it was mine. She was in
it every
day. But, you know, whatever.
Of course.
But we were driving, but she was in the passenger seat. And I don't know what the car was supposed to be doing or trying to do in front of us. But at the same time, we were both like, what are we supposed to be doing here? What are we trying to do here? And I was like, oh,
she is you.
She is me.
She is you.
She is me. Yeah.
Oh.
I got to do better. Maybe I'll send her about a UFO.
So they can
send an asteroid down, and then I'm trying to find a way to give all my girls dope jobs, and then Jaya could. All right, y'all, we're out. I'm getting nowhere with this story. Nowhere at all.
All right. Well, this has been real.
It has been. Has it?
We'll never know. Toodaloo!
Are you picking up what we're putting down? If so, now's the time to like, follow, subscribe, and share. We'd also love to hear from you. Give us a call at 757-504-4649, or you can email us at lifecracksusup@gmail.com, or just drop us a comment. If you're so inclined, do all three.
Thank you for hanging out with us. Be sure to like, follow, share, and subscribe, and look for a new episode every Wednesday.